what I'm saying? Who in the world instructed God? Now look what God did. He created all of this world. Sometimes I stop and think about the human body. I said, look at this. You sit here and eat this food. And you don't sit there and say, all right now, all right now, all right now, throat. All right, I'm going to chew you up. Get ready not swallow. Watch our stomach. Watch our stomach. Here it come. Here it come. You just chew it up and swallow it. And that system, you got a digestion system. It just works. You chew the bread and drink the water and put it all in one pot. It is, here come putting blood in your vein. Come on now. And just think about how it's designed. It has air in your lungs. You exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale all the time. And then you got the heart. If it stopped beating, pumping, you go boom. I've been here, how many, 74 years, coming up November, it's been pumping all the time. Who instructed him? Who been his counsel? He did all this, and he can't tell you how to be successful in life. He's not able to tell you about things. You got to try to figure them out on your own. And when you try to figure them out, you just mess them up. And look what he said. Who, Jesus? He said in 1 Corinthians, you're right there. Well, you may not be, but I am. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. Look what he said. But of him are you in Christ Jesus. Of who? But of God. It's what God did. The reason you are in Christ Jesus. This God, who can search him out? Who can know that? Who taught God? Somebody taught you. You went to some school or somewhere. If you have a degree, somebody taught you, didn't they? And they gave you a what? A bachelor's degree, a master's degree, a doctorate. PhD or some kind, somebody taught you and said and approved, said to you, you qualified to carry this degree. But here we're living in this earth and this earth have been feeding thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions and billions of people. They come and they go, and then there's all kind of stuff going on, diseases. All kinds of stuff going on that they put in the plants to make them grow, and then sometimes they contaminate the stuff and cause different stuff to develop in your body. But God set this earth up, and this earth is still providing for mankind to live. Because we live, these bodies live from what this earth produces. In spite of all mankind, all that man does, all that he try to do to make stuff work and get rich quick from it, yet this earth is still producing. So he said, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto you. Who of God has made unto you. What did God make unto you? He made Jesus unto you wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Why did he make that? So that you, whatever you set out to do in life, with all these qualities of God, all this God has given, nothing can stop you from being successful in life. Nothing. What's that now? Nothing. Who has instructed him? And then now you can see why the enemy does his best to confuse you with the word. Gets you so involved in everything but the word. Can you see it now? That you so busy trying to do stuff on your own, what you know, and you don't take time to wait to hear what he has to say. And then we make a mess of it and we go crying, oh my God. He said, if you listen to me, I could tell you exactly how to do it. And if you learn to follow my spirit, you just go through life with success. And people will hate on you. You will have problems. But he said, don't worry about it. Be of good cheer. I already overcome the world. I already defeated the devil. I already conquered the flesh. So just be of good cheer and live your life. Oh, the depths of both the riches and wisdom and knowledge of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Look at what he said here. Look what he said here. 1 Corinthians 2:16. This is King James, New King James. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Anybody? You know what Isaiah said? Isaiah said in 55:8-9, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways or your ways or my ways. As the heaven is what? Higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts in your thoughts. He said, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But what? Look what happened on this new covenant. Look what happened. But we have what? The mind of Christ. But we have the mind of Christ. Why do we have it? So that whatever you set out to do in life, you have a mindset that thinks like God. You have a mindset that is anointed by God to think right, to do right, to be successful. Now watch this. Don't put pleasure before knowledge. Some people, that's all they want to do. Don't put pleasure before knowledge. Pleasure is got its place, but don't put it before knowledge.